Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you need to learn from last weekend, but you also need to forget about it a little bit and leave it in the past. How do you accomplish that in 1 week?
Well, I mean, you just move on. I mean, you move on that. You move on awful fast. You have to. You can't dwell on the past. You got to move on to the team that you're playing, and you got to put your best foot forward for this weekend.
How do you learn from it, though, too?
Well, I mean, you know what you did wrong, obviously, and there's also some things you just didn't do wrong, but it just things, some things happen, and some things just compound. You just got to, I think your experience as a coach, you have to know what happens and what buttons you need to push, and you just go from there.
15 of your 19 goals so far this year have been scored by underclassmen, and at times I need to remind myself Leighton Rhodes is only a sophomore. Does that number surprise you at all, that it's that big of a number?
Well, yeah, it kind of does, Schultz. Yeah, I had no clue. You're looking at more stats than I am. I'm probably looking at consistency. I'm looking at, how our lines are shaping up as far as, you know, productivity. And then I'm worried about our special teams. I want to get those on track. So I didn't even look at that, but that's an interesting stat, actually.
Leighton did score last Friday. At the time, that goal tied him for the conference lead. Tying him for the most in D1. He's been a very consistent scorer since he walked on campus. How hard is that in this day and age to just be able to score night in and night out?
Well, it's hard, and that just tells you what kind of player Rhodey is. And, he's our best player, and he's a sophomore, and he's a threat every time he's on the ice.
Last year, Wills Mullick and Elias Rosen led the country in ice time. I haven't looked at the Instat numbers for this year, but are your ice time and your minutes kind of where you thought they'd be?
Probably. I mean, Lufty's leading the way, but he's at about 22, Schultz. He's not at 27 where those guys were last year. We used those guys a lot last year. And, he's at about 22. And I think, Eric Polkamp, he's second. He's probably, high teens, low 20s. I haven't really looked at it either, but I know that they're kind of in that ballpark.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, give or take a month into the season here, you got three new guys on your coaching staff. Have all five of you kind of settled in? And what sorts of new ideas, fresh ideas, new things have some fresh blood kind of infused this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I mean, we still do things the way we do things. There's no question, but there's also some new ideas, and I think they probably, they tread lightly a little bit. It's not going to, they're not going to change, something we've done for 15 to 20 years, and basically, we're mentoring them and trying to bring them along, and then obviously along with that, then there's good ideas, and there's a lot of hockey talk, and I think that's what it's more about.
You and Michigan Tech have only been playing since 2006, but in those 17 years, you've played like almost 50 times. I think tonight's the 50th game. That's a lot of games, a lot of big games, a lot of playoff games. Leads to a pretty good rivalry, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a great rivalry, and I don't even know what the rivalry is. I don't even know what the record is, to be honest.
Right down the middle.
I was just going to say, I told our guys today, I go, when we play Michigan Tech, it just seems like we win one, they win one. We win one, they win one. And that's what it seems like, Schultzy, so it doesn't surprise me.
They had a pair of hat tricks last weekend that really put a jolt into their offensive numbers for the year, just those two games. But what have you seen out of their offense this year?
Well, I mean, they're the same team they've always been. They really want to – they play fast. They really stretch in the neutral zone, all three guys. They want to try to get in between your second and third layers in your neutral zone. And, they're very active on the offensive blue line. They're going to pinch down the walls. They're going to try to take away time and space. They play a very fast game, and everything they do is fast.
Have you ever coached against Michigan Tech where they didn't have a Pietola on the team?